Good morning, everyone. Our hello this morning is actually a goodbye. Among the faces who won't be in the incoming Congress is Christopher Shays, who's leaving office as Connecticut's 4th District Representative. He represented the people of that district for over 21 years. And if there's a personal narrative to the national political narrative of how difficult it was to be a Republican in 2008, especially a moderate Republican, it is Christopher Shays' story. And he joins us from Fairfield, Connecticut. Congressman Shays, thanks for being a part of the program.
Nice to be on your program.
You know, there are sort of two questions I have for you. One is just what is the future of the principled stand in your party? You voted with the president on a number of very crucial votes and stood up for President Bush, yet it didn't seem to help you in 2008. What is the future of taking that principled stand and being a Republican?
Well, the thing that surprises me is I voted with him only 50% of the time, so there were 50% of the time I didn't vote with him, and that didn't seem to matter either. The job of a member of Congress is to listen, learn, help, and lead. We do casework up in the district, and we do legislative, we write legislation down in Washington. And so that's what we do. And doing something just to be reelected, there's no point in our being there. So taking principled stands is something that we should just do, and gladly so. Now, if you ask me, are there things that I did that might have changed the course of the election over the past few years that didn't relate as much to principle, maybe I could sort that out, but...
Well, did the Republicans leave you, or did you leave this sort of Republican core that was unsuccessful against Barack Obama but might have helped you in your district?
Well, you know, I think the biggest problem was George Bush, and it really doesn't relate as much to moderate or conservative. He was just intensely disliked in the 4th Congressional District. He had a favorable rating of 24%, an unfavorable rating of 75%. But you also have to add in the 4th Congressional District, we were impacted by the financial meltdown more than any other district. Darien, Connecticut, the town I was raised in, had the largest unemployment. I think tens of thousands of my constituents lost their jobs or had to take huge pay cuts. Definitely weren't going to get bonuses. And while they may not have blamed me, their spouses might have. And I don't mean their spouses being wives. In some cases, it could be the husbands of wives who said that their wives lost their jobs.
But now as you take a look at where the Republican Party is and the moderates that, like yourself, who lost the election, what need do you think the GOP needs to do in 2009 to turn the tide?
Well, let me just say, I really was disappointed I lost, in part because I felt I was at the top of my game. And I don't mean it's a game, but I felt that I was ready to be head of the Government Oversight Committee. I felt pretty certain that I could be a leading spokesman for the Republican Party, being one of the few in the Northeast. Very disappointed I lost. Now, your question is, what is going to be the role of the moderates and what does the Republican Party have to do? It will be a regional party if it doesn't welcome moderates, because moderates would reflect the kind of district that you have in the Northeast. A very conservative, particularly socially conservative person in the Northeast is not going to get elected. So what the Republican Party needs to, instead of hide moderates, it needs to showcase them. It needs to have people understand that we are a moderate to conservative party, not a liberal party, but a moderate to conservative party.
But, Congressman, you know, what is really confusing to me, and I've spent a certain amount of time driving through Connecticut, but I don't certainly know it as well as you do. How come a Joe Lieberman can change parties and can project himself? I mean, it's different because he's a Democrat, or I don't know what he is now. But he can have this sort of affiliation with the conservative movement in the United States and not pay the penalty that you have paid.
Well, first off, his record is moderate to liberal. He votes with the Democrats about 85% of the time. And on a few key issues, he was sympathetic to the president. And so on the war in Iraq, he voted for the surge. I voted for the surge. He believed in the surge. I believed in the surge. And that would, in some cases, define who we are in spite of every other vote that we might take.
What are you going to miss about Congress?
Oh, I'll miss a lot of things. I tell people that being a member of Congress is like going to the largest university, being told you have to take every course and get a passing grade. So we tend to know a little about everything, and we're taught by our constituents. And what I was beginning to feel that I was really connecting with my constituents. They weren't calling me Congressman, they were calling me Chris. If I'd go to a fancy event, the folks who were doing the serving would come up, shake my hand, and tell me something that was on their mind. And I really felt like I had reached this point where I had a really great rapport with my constituents. I love the policy battles that we had. I like the fact that I'll miss the fact that I think Senator Obama, now President-elect Obama, has a huge opportunity. I would have loved to have helped him navigate through a very partisan Congress. I'll miss my friends on both sides of the aisle. I'll miss the daily activity I had with my constituents. I really, I have no regrets. I have disappointments, but I have the best constituents in the country. Some of the best educated, and some who had huge needs that I loved addressing.
And you won't have the opportunity to address them. And I just hear in your voice this sense of heartbreak about not being there at a time of such crisis for particularly the people in your district who are so harmed by the financial crisis. Are you collateral damage of George Bush, or is it something that you did that caused this?
It's a combination. Being for the war in Iraq, being wrong about finding weapons of mass destruction and recognizing that I was wrong, that's difficult. I tell people there were about five major votes in the course of legacy votes. And the one legacy vote I got wrong was believing that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and would use them. That was a reality. But I didn't lose because of that. There are issues. I mean, I can remember at the beginning of the session, my staff said, when the president gives his State of the Union address tonight, don't be on the aisle. I said, why? They said, because you'll have to shake his hand. And I'm a stubborn kind of guy. I thought, well, that's a dumb reason. And I immediately went to the floor of the House, and I took my some books, and I put them on the seat and right on the aisle and put my name on and reserved the seat. And when he was coming down the aisle, I saw him standing ready to enter, and he looked kind of nervous and uneasy. And I thought, this guy, right or wrong, has given the best of his time to this country, 8 years, and I'm going to do something to pick up his spirit. So as he walked by, I said, Mr. President, this is going to be a great night tonight, and thanks for your service to our country.
And that was exactly what your staff advised you not to do.
Well, he walked by me and then came back and whispered something in my ear, and I gave him a kiss on the cheek. And I thought, oh, my God, now what is my staff going to think? That became symbolic of somehow something that my constituents didn't want to see, and basically an act of kindness to the president. I made an assumption that I think was maybe wrong, the kindness should be respected, and my votes for or against the president should be respected. And I only supported the president half the time. In fact, in the last few years, Hillary Clinton voted with the president more than I did.
You know, it's so much about images, as we learned to our peril in politics and in media in 2008. Chris Shays, thanks so much for joining us. Congressman Chris Shays is a Republican U.S. representative from Connecticut's 4th District, a seat he was voted out of in the 2008 elections.
And you were spot on. He's heartbroken.
He is heartbroken.